All right, so we're here with the mayor of Danford Lake, Carl Mayer. Carl, how are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. So can you tell us a little bit about your background, both in politics and professionally as well?
Well, politics. I was councillor for 20-some years and been mayor for the last 8. Lived here, born and raised here in the municipality, and been here ever since, and do whatever I can to help the community out at any of the functions and stuff, like mud runs and all that stuff. Recreation, I was big into that, even though my kids are adults now. I'm still in recreation big time yet and helping out with all that stuff and whatever goes on, breakfast with Santas, any of that stuff. I'm there to give them a hand.
And so how long have you lived in the municipality there?
Yeah, 58 years. It'll be 59 in December.
Jeez. So what do you like the most about Eleni Cawood?
Well, I just like the community. I mean, the people are friendly. And I mean, like I said, I was born and raised here. My grandfather was a blacksmith here for years. And my parents both were born and raised here and stuff. And so I was the same. And I grew up here. And like I said, I went to the city to work and but I traveled every day. I've been traveling to the city, and I still am traveling to the city every day to work. Mm. Yeah.
And so you mentioned you have quite an extensive history there in municipal politics, but what prompted you to run again for another term?
I just enjoy doing it. I mean, like I said, and I want to try to keep the taxes down and keep people here, because a lot of people here are on fixed incomes. A lot of people don't have any kind of a pension and stuff, so if the taxes happen to go up, people that are older people that are living by themselves, it's hard to get by, because I know my mom was one of those people, and I knew she couldn't have done it on her own if it wasn't for the help of us. So, I mean, if you can keep the taxes down and keep people around, eh? But, I mean, if you tax people out of their homes and stuff and have to move away and stuff, it's not good. Mm. And then, I mean, we want to work on the roads and get it built up. Our biggest problem here is a lot of crown land, eh? So we don't have a lot of tax dollars coming in from just taxpayers itself. It's because like 51% of us are crown land, eh?
So looking back over the last term as a council, is there anything that you're particularly proud of, or any accomplishments that you want to touch on there?
Well, this year alone, we put we used most of the gas tax, $600,000 on our roads, and put around like 1,800 loads of gravel on our roads this year. And mostly on the Kaywood East-West, some of the other roads. I know other roads in the municipality, like Harrison, and some of them are paved, so I mean, you don't really need gravel on them. But we're doing that, and we're working on getting a splash pad here now, too. So that'll be something for the park, down at the park and stuff, and give the kids something to do. And we had a big success this year with the we had like kids camp here, and we were booked the whole July and August, the whole month. So we had the kids were there down there, so if they had a splash pad, it'd be nice for them to play with.
And looking ahead, if you are reelected there, what would your priorities be for the next term?
Well, starting with the splash pad, and like I said, keep trying to get some crown land handed over to us, and to get more tax dollars in here. And I mean, there's quite a few new subdivisions starting here, and we have quite a few properties sold, and these two new subdivisions there, they're pretty well sold out. So if we can get people to build, it'd be better, eh? And do more work and keep the, like I said, try to keep the taxes down and keep our roads in good shape. And we never know what's going to happen in the future, eh? But if we keep everything up and running and stuff, it'd be nice to have more housing and stuff for older people, but that's something that the municipality would have to look into to try to get somebody, because I mean, they can't do it themselves. They'd have to get somebody to build it, eh? To like an old age place or something for people. But like, we have the land down at Henry Heaney Park that we could, you know, give up some land to build that if we could get a builder to build it, eh?
And so if you were speaking with a voter there in Eleni Cawood, what would you say to convince them to vote for you and not your opponent?
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, I was born and raised here, and I mean, people know me, and I mean, like I said, I've I've helped with our community all my life, and I mean, I'm still going to help it whether I get, if I lose or not, I'm still going to be with the, in the recreation no matter what, because I mean, I want to still help the people here in the town no matter what happens. I mean, like I said, so, I mean, they can vote who they want to vote for, but hopefully they'll vote for me. But like I said, that's your choice. If you vote for me, great. If you vote for the other person, great too. I mean, like I said, there's going to be no hard feelings.